your girlfriend's hair?
No.
No?
What am I? Her dad.
I have a sip and he ends up saying some shit.
Guys, I'm just as loving as I am.
What the
fuck? I swear.
And then your girl cheated on you. Forget about it. I did it since. That is not normal. That is not normal.
Beautiful.
I'm back.
This is awesome. See, listen, Farul. This is usually not.
Farul G on Untriggered. When I say Farul G, it sounds like I'm being very respectful, no?
But you're just like making my surname into,
short.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up? What's happening? We look
much.
Fabulous.
Why are we not addressing that we are grown? Grown-ass men.
Grown boys.
Grown-ass boys.
Boys.
With wigs on.
Yeah.
With hair extensions.
I love
hair extension.
I think Suvi looks fabulous.
This is the
thank you, baby.
Way.
No, bro. Yeah. Look at Yugo.
Yeah, Yugo also. Yugo's got
can
a,
we
like,
rate,
a Van
can
Helsing
we,
vibe.
Can you rate us?
Oh.
As
she can't rate her own products, bro.
No.
I can rate
not,
the look.
Yeah, the look. Yeah.
10. That's 10 on 10 for me. That's the cutest.
I never thought I'd like fringes before.
Now you know what you're doing. Are you into that?
I love it.
Okay.
And somehow I love that look because it's looking very luscious.
Yeah.
So I'll give 8.5.
Oh. Okay.
This is very basic that actually...
Hey,
you
put this on me, man.
Which was one of
my choice? I mean,
that's something you can already do.
Whatever,
you can grow your hair from the side and color it. So I'll give that like 5.
That's a good rapper look.
This...
And fine. Then this is pretty, but mid-level, it's not looking mid-level. Very good on you.
Yeah.
So I'll give this also like 5. I can increase it to 8 if you do your classic hair flip.
Okay.
Classic hair flip.
It became classic after.
No,
sorry, I'm too close.
Slow motion. It's for slow motion.
And that has to be background music also.
No, wait, let me clean it first.
I'm singing Careless Whisper.
Which was the music that'll come when friends may she would.
Oh yeah. It's
bahar nikalna
chahiye. That's all. If you like peena colada,
and then
you
do this.
Yeah, that's what. That's
it. Yeah, 1, 2, 3.
Oh, same thing.
What is happening?
We should start like this.
This is a compilation.
This is the start.
This is where we start.
But these are. Like, I don't know, ever since I've put it on, it's been like, what, 10 minutes?
Yeah.
And like, I feel different. I can see. I can. Yeah.
Empowering hai thoda.
Yeah.
It is.
It has a
like, you feel like my hair also has a life of its own. Otherwise, it didn't.
Like, I don't know. There is something about...
You don't care about it otherwise, right?
My hair, no?
There wasn't much of it also on the head. So
yeah, we are actually all kind of struggling with, like, I feel like our hairlines are going back.
You know what I was going to ask you?
Yeah.
When are you coming out with a men's product?
I've started making products and they're pre-cut products. You can just wear it on. I should have gotten, but you all have good hair.
But then that would have been...
But you all have good hair, so I don't think you need...
Stewie also.
Stewie doesn't have...
I have to shave my head off completely.
But it's like a buzz cut.
Yeah.
He looks like Spike from Toy Story.
No, but I don't know what it is, if it's the water or if it's just genetics. Fuck. Because my granddad has long hair.
Yeah.
So
like this?
And he's like 70 something. So I don't think it's genetics. Maybe my mom's side, because they're all bald. My mom isn't bald.
Like,
just in case, if ever. But yeah, I think it's my mom's side of the family. They're all...
But it depends on who's your... Like your hair, your skin goes more on. More on. But yeah, like for me, my mama has very good hair, but my dad doesn't. So I think mine has gone on him.
Okay.
Because it's really, sorry. It's pretty thin. So it's all extensions that makes it look. But also I think it's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
Where people don't realize it. And right now you're like, you're young, doesn't matter. Life is just this much. I'll sleep at 3 a.m., wake up at this time. But actually there's a fact. Like literally it says that if you sleep at certain time, your skin replenishes, your hair, your everything starts working. It's somewhere between 12 to 2 if I'm not wrong. So that's when if you sleep, your skin is...
No, but that is very, you see that very evidently after every all-nighter, like in the morning, you see one pop up, like one pimple pop up, like it happens every time. So sleep though, for sure. And I don't know, like I've been trying to fix it for months, it just doesn't happen. Like, I'll fix it for 2 days, then it's back to, I don't know, what time do you sleep?
She's being all like holier than now.
Lately, because now there are no work commitments, there's nothing. Everyone's going for holidays. I've started my party space, and my party is like me sitting with myself, watching something nice and working. So for me, it works. And I think I can work better after 12 when there's silence, like there's nobody disturbing me. So, yeah.
So what does a regular day like for you?
In Parul's life.
Yeah, look like.
Wow.
Day in the life.
So since I'm living three lives of an actor, businesswoman, and kind of creating
God
content,
damn, girl!
It depends which day it is.
Actor, businesswoman, and what?
Like creating content for Instagram creating. Where okay, we all right. get yeah. make money yeah, from yeah, eventually.
Yeah.
So
speak for yourself. We ain't making no money.
You must think so, but...
You guys are so funny. Why aren't
we? We're a little too funny, I feel, for brands. Yeah, that's yeah, the problem. Like, yeah, because like we say things.
we say a lot of things.
It's gotten you till here. Imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
Like roasting others gotten you to work with the person who's roasting.
That's what I love. That's what I love.
She already did all the research in such little time.
Some research.
Okay, then tell us your business day.
I'm grateful that you've done that, because a lot of times it happens that people just come and then they expect like a very normal interview. That's happened, right?
I don't know, bro. Maybe like things change after a certain point, because like now people come here with like a PR person, assistant, hair and makeup, manager, and there's like 8 people in the room just staring at you. And then after 20 minutes, they're all going this.
Yeah, fucking hate that shit.
And we're like, bro, like, don't do this now and if you don't want to. Anyway.
We're digressing.
He had a meltdown right now.
Listening to you guys, I'm a good listener.
No, but tell us, like, what is the day in the life of?
So, for example, yesterday, I started with shooting for this brand, a skincare brand, and then going in the office, bossing around a little, and then just going to the gym and walking in the building. Yeah, I boss around. I ask Arya, sitting like I'll just out of nowhere, I'll just pick on what are you doing and why are you doing that? And then I'll just say, send her inside for a meeting. So I'll be sitting in my cabin and doing a meeting. And if it's a shoot day, then I wake up, whatever time it is. If they say 5 a.m., I wake up at 5 a.m. I go on set, massage my face so that it doesn't look bloated.
There's no bossing around on shoot.
She's bossed.
As our director, you won't be like,
yeah, team. my makeup, hair, and my spot. But I think I'm somebody who likes to be in charge ever since I've had a business. So,
Do you get, like, angry?
How are you as a boss? Like, how would you define yourself as a boss?
Arya, how would you define me as a boss? I'm sorry, I'm...
A live critique you're going to get from
your...
Yeah.
She's with me 24/7.
No, no, wait, listen.
Nice.
You can be honest.
Diwali bonus is already done.
Diwali bonus is locked.
Everything is locked up.
It's all good.
It's all good. You just have to.
By the end of this month.
Just be honest.
She'll be honest.
Okay.
There. All the juice is coming now.
That I do.
Bro, but even I do that. Like
I call them in the cabin and I'm saying like outside it's a meeting going on. But we're just talking about another.
You're like Michael Scott.
Oh, yes. And I have my Dwight on my table, bobblehead. And I have the world's best boss.
Did you get that for yourself?
No, somebody gifted me.
Then it doesn't count.
What do you mean?
Do you call meetings when you're bored?
I'm the biggest office fan. Yeah, sometimes I'm just like, send this person in and I want to discuss about my personal life or like a breakup I'm going through or something sad in my life. So, yeah.
You went through a breakup recently?
Oh, yeah.
This is your office, Bill.
They're all your employees today.
But more than employees, there are more people watching this. So I don't want to give out too many names.
They're not here.
Dude, no joke. I forgot those cameras were on.
We tend to forget.
This happens
a lot after a while.
Oh, sorry.
No, no, no. So I was watching this reel once. So there was this girl who was saying, you know, you post about your relationship, then you post about where you went first. Then once you start, like you break up, then you unfollow each other and we have to go check on your profile. We have to, if we invested so much in your life, you have to tell us everything about your breakup also. Mm-hmm. The thing is that I never told about my relationship on the Instagram. So I don't think I need to tell anybody about my...
That's a smart move.
You just did.
Yeah, like little kind of. I mean,
no, she just said it's over. That's it.
Okay. Huh.
Okay. It's true.
Yeah.
No, but that whole public relationships, like,
it's a tricky space overall to navigate.
It's very stupid to like disclose that information. Public. Yeah.
And especially when you are kind of a public person, your life has been out there. You don't want to share something that's so personal also. Something you want to keep it for yourself. And anyway, I post so much on Instagram. So that's one thing I wanted to keep it to myself.
Yeah.
Abhi thoda...
Nazar also.
Haan, wo bhi hai.
Nazar.
Nazar lagta hai.
You believe in nazar?
I believe in energy.
So, like, said this 10 times.
Yeah. He looks it's like I've just come back from a tarot reading.
You look like a tarot reader.
I believe in like energy and vibes. Like you send someone's energy, right?
If absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. If someone's but like a person you don't want to chill with, you.
Nazar, I don't know.
Nazar exists, bro.
It's like the only way it exists in our lives is like if we feel like something good is going to happen and then we tell everyone in the starting
and it goes
only,
to shit.
And then you're like, are kya ho gaya?
No, I created a brand called Evil Eye Jewel because I believe in Nazar. That's why I was
asking. Yeah, we were leading to that.
Oh, sorry. No, I thought you were saying Nazar. So I was like, I believe in it heavily. Okay, I mean, I wear an anklet which has Evil Eye on it. Like,
the blue eye or?
Yeah. You got the thing on the wall.
So we this, have it here. But this is for luck. This is not...
I mean,
it's supposed to ward off evil as well.
Yeah, this is that Hamsa hand.
It's a Hamsa hand, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how much I believe in it, but then it's also like when you're doing a lot of stuff and when you do a lot of stuff, some of it fails. So you're like, okay, let me have something to blame also. Like,
I blame.
Why should I blame myself? Who had nothing to do with it has something to do with this.
This is the superstition problem,
but it's when
right?
shit doesn't go through. That's when you believe in Nazar. Like, something should have happened, but it didn't happen.
The fact that you mention something to someone and then things fall through.
Yeah. No, I Nazar aside, I don't think if you have a lot of stuff going on, you should go around telling people that I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Because that's facts. Just, even apart from all of that, everyone has an opinion, right, about what you do. So, like, it kind of takes you away from what you were trying to do in the first place.
Absolutely.
So that's why I don't post my girlfriends.
So my other girlfriends won't get to know.
Girlfriends.
Girlfriends.
Yeah, see, that is also thoda tricky because, like, if you are with someone, and it may end, but it takes a while for it to fully sink in
that
for social
over.
Media that it's over. Unless you blatantly, like, post something.
What announcement that, hey, guys.
Like a wedding.
People
like
do that, bro. Breakup announcement, like, breakup video.
On Instagram.
Oh,
yeah.
But that they do only when it's like extremely public. Like unka khud ka account.
Then they, I think they owe it to them. It's happened with a few content creators that because their life was so public, then they, I think their fans wanted to know and just they didn't want their fans to have an assumption of something. So they want to clear the air, I think.
Closure for...
But it's also easy...
It's just content, bro.
It's easy views.
Yeah, it's a lot of views.
Like if you... If you ever do a breakup video, that's 100% going to be the most viewed video on your feed or channel.
I have it in my notes, that video, the script. Not the script, it's just like everything. The rant is there.
The videos always start like this.
So, you know what happened. But I need to tell you all that after... long 6 years.
Are you doing this?
We decide. No, no.
Are you interrupting her? Yaar, fuck you. We are about to get you fucking
thing. How will start if it will start?
We would have used this.
This would have been the intro.
And no, guys.
So then halfway through they go. hard cut.
And then they continue.
Okay. And then they continue.
Fir intro shuru ho raha hai uske
baad. Nahi bro, like. I think it's not healthy for the relationship also to just like put it out there publicly.
But what do you think about putting out something so personal? Let's say, okay, I'm going to say this out for the first time somewhere. I did a nose job and I made a vlog on it. Really? But I don't have guts to post it out. Like, I just don't.
Why? You've shot the whole thing. It's ready.
I shot. And it wasn't just a nose job. It was a rhinoplasty because I have very bad sinus. My nose was big. And I couldn't breathe. Now I can breathe from both passages.
Oh, dude.
That's insane.
Even
sick.
I have a...
So, but I am saying it out loud, but I don't know. I hope not many people watch.
No, no.
Dude, it's, nobody it's watches great. Nobody. It's just the six of us here.
Yeah. So I'm just asking, what would you say? Something like that should be posted or not?
I think it should.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you happy with what you look like right now?
No, no, I'm happy with it, but I'm also like, I'm struggling with the fact that anyway people think I'm an entrepreneur and let's say kind of a content creator, but I'm mainly an actor, right? Yeah. So I don't want to take that away from
me. Do what makes you happy just and post you look it. Great, dude. Just put whatever up.
Yeah, I think you should
post it. Say stop post stressing. It don't even look at it after that.
Yeah, because it's really weird when let's say actors or anyone who's a public figure does like some intense, like, either they get a nose job or they get fillers or Botox and they're like, don't acknowledge it at all.
Thoda hai taboo uske bare mein ki, like, people don't want to say that.
No, I don't mind saying it. All my friends, everyone knows about this. I've done this because I was also not happy with me able to breathe properly. Mm. And secondly, it just was bumpy.
Yeah.
Mm. Right?
It was bumpy.
Like my relationship. So, I decided to get rid of it.
So, decided to get rid of both.
Both.
Which one are you talking about that?
Yeah. And the nose also.
That is for you to figure out. But, I don't know. I just don't take the attention away from me being an actor because I'm always an actor first, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Which are we still talking about the nose job?
Me acting is what we are talking
Which one
about.
Do you enjoy more? Acting or like...
Acting, because I think Nishar... See, it's like I invented it. I invented something new. Hmm. Now I have a team that's taking care of it. I now only add to it. I'm not... I mean, of course, I'm coming up with ideas, but that's happening once a month, twice a month. We are doing something new, something extraordinary. But other than that, when I'm acting, I'm every day creating something new.
Mm.
Like with this hair, I created it. It took me 1 year to create this piece, this wig. But I think I kind of invented this idea with which has a natural parting. But when I'm acting, I'm creating a character. Every day there's a new feeling. I'm becoming something else.
Right.
Which I am not.
A new person. Like a different person.
So I enjoy acting more. So I want to be always known as an actor first.
Mm.
And of course, I'll always be enterprising. I think all actors are enterprising.
Yeah.
These are the smart ones. Right. Because no, it's. I mean, if you're thinking about it from a business perspective, if you have that kind of distribution, it's kind of dumb to not.
Monetize it in the best way possible.
Monetize and just like, what's up with you?
What happened to you?
He's hiding his face.
Kya ho gaya bhai?
Aate, aate.
Nahi, because like, if you're a, like, as an actor or anyone who's like got followers or who's famous, you're a walking billboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, whatever you do is a statement. Whatever you wear is a statement. So like, just the ones who are doing it, they're like, I'll do my own brand. Why should I just like rely on...
No, but I started when I wasn't even doing very good in acting.
Oh,
I started
shit.
This
so
6 years
worked
ago.
Out then.
So I started this 6 years ago when there was no content creator influencer market there. Mm. So I started because I was like, okay, I'm acting. But then I also want to have my own brand because I'm going to become the biggest superstar. Mm. So all superstars have their brand. I need to have an idea. What if I become tomorrow?
Mm.
And then tomorrow my movie was releasing. It was a Punjabi film. And I was like, it's going to fail. So let me start my business irrespective. And I did. So for me, I don't know if that works. I don't know if I'm a walking billboard. I think now I'm both. Like, people know me for my acting and business both.
Yeah.
It's not just... that it's I'm 50, an actor 50. First. I think probably people know me for hair more.
Yeah.
So I want to change that.
Hmm.
Like, look at you. You guys
you
are
find
like...
the balance.
No, but that... Both. I mean, that has a lot to do with... Like, that Shark Tank episode though blew up. Like, we all saw it like 2 days ago. And we were like, okay, this was...
Two days ago.
Why do you have to mention when
I saw it last night.
Arre toh, I'm sure... I'm saying now I've done
see,
research.
See, I'm someone who's always been obsessed with Shark Tank.
Okay.
Not this one, but...
Same. I used to watch that.
Like, I just keep binging it.
It was fun because, like, you went there and you were yourself, and also you were being funny. Also, like, they were like they. It seemed like they enjoyed having you there.
They all had a laugh, dude.
Yeah, you were pulling their leg a little, thoda. So
I think it was like a
was an amiable.
You got a crazy deal, like at the end of it, also. So
she got the deal she wanted.
Yeah.
You think you could have gotten a better deal?
No, I asked for that and I got it. So basically, there's a rule. Whatever you ask for, you can't increase that.
Okay.
I mean, I can decrease my percentage, but I can't increase the amount I'm asking for.
Do they give you the check right there?
Oh, no, that was a fake check. KBC, that was like a paper. KBC bhi real check nahi hota.
Kya wo bada wala?
Yeah, that's not real.
Bank mein leke jao. Wo tum bank mein leke jao, wo check.
I may be wrong, but even after, let's say, if a shark is invested in like a company, like if he chooses to put money in that, whatever the product is, uske baad there's a full-on process go through everything and
basically you get to decide again if you want to do it with the shark or not.
A lot of people back out.
How long does it take for the money to hit the bank?
It's still yet to come, it's gonna come now.
Been a year.
It takes a lot of time. Also, see, I was the sole proprietor. I was the only malkin of the business, right? So now it's become private limited. Now things, so there are compliances you need to follow for a business. I need to do PF for all my employees. I need to follow all the labor laws. I need to follow all the laws.
That's a compliance? PF, Provident Fund?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
What is PF?
Provident Fund.
Like, if you're my employee, I need to do kind of like an investment. If you are like under the, like as per the labor law, it's 13,000, right? It's something like that. So anyone who's below 13,000, I need to also do their mediclaims and stuff. So everything needs to be followed. Then only an investor can put in money, because even if he puts in such a big amount and if it gets alerted in some space where it's like, how are you giving this person a valuation of 50 crores? It can like...
Got it.
Be a problem for me.
We need to take notes.
Damn, I thought they just like GPay. It's like he's on the phone.
I'm going to send a QR code.
How was it preparing for your pitch? Because I know that's a rigorous like procedure, right?
So my only job was to learn my numbers, and that's the only thing I didn't know.
Yeah.
When I went there,
he grilled you on numbers.
I saw it last week anyway.
Sorry.
I prepared three months. पिछले तीन महीने के नंबर्स पूछते हैं. मैंने कहा ठीक है चलो बता देती हूँ पिछले तीन नंबर. फिर अनुपम सर वाज आस्किंग पिछले महीने उससे पिछले महीने उससे पिछले महीने उससे महीने. मैंने कहा इतना नहीं पढ़ा. सो देन आई वाज लाइक ओह शिट आई डोंट नो. सो या दैट्स व्हाट हैपेंड. बट प्रेप कमिंग टू द प्रेप सॉरी आई आल्सो डीरेल्ड.
दैट्स ओके.
Only that first thing that you say, that first 3 minutes thing where they can't interrupt you, 1.5 minutes to 3 minutes. I don't know how much they aired off mine. But that's something you have to prepare. That's something you have to think of what you're going to say. So I prepared. I wrote those lines. Ki main zulfein chhatkaungi, all of that. And then after that, it's all like whatever they'll ask you. So I only learned four things. My net profit, my gross margin, my EBITDA, my basic sales of last 3 months. So I said, ye puchenge, baki sab to mujhe business ka inside out pata. I'm going to just... come as prepared as this podcast.
Some heavy lifting you did.
No, but it must have been fun. Like, Kare, wow.
She just randomly starts combing his hair.
Yeah, and because he's sitting next to me and he's wearing the full head of hair. Like, you know.
Do you like guys with long hair?
I actually do.
Really?
Yeah.
You do? Okay. Here's your chance, man.
Yeah, I love a man bun. That's great.
Oh, man bun abhi is back, dude. The sides and only, back is completely mullets, gone.
Only
and then on top that, mullets are back because of Logan Paul, dude. I fucking hate that.
No, it's not because of him.
It is because of him, bro.
Is it?
Come on.
I thought it was because of that tiger guy. What was that tiger?
Tiger Shroff.
Tiger King.
Tiger King, but that was in 2020.
No, people started doing it from that time. No, he looks like Tiger King.
He looks more like his babe.
Just do this.
He looks like his babe.
In Tiger King.
No, do this.
If we put
that
some...
That did something.
It shifted something inside all of us.
If we put some kajal... What?
It shifted one gear.
Amin pe thoda kajal and like black nail paint and give him like a leather jacket. He can join Green Day, bro.
What? This is your fantasy.
When he's sitting in his room, he's like, only if Amin walked like that to my room.
What? No, walked into my room.
Okay, sorry. Nice. Can we cut that part?
Yeah. No, now
please.
It has to stay.
रखो तुमको
गे जोक मारना है ना मेरे पे अभी सब
ही ओनली स्टार्टेड नहीं मम्मा कहते हैं कि तू क्या करता है पुणे से आके बॉम्बे में रह के सो सॉरी
अनीश टिशू
इट्स फाइन लेट इट बी
डोंट गिव ओनली वन
आई लव इट ब्रो दिस इज लाइक वेट मैन दिस इज द केओस आई लिव फॉर
कौन कौन सा फैला द अदर साइड
एंड वी आर अ मेस इज
दैट अ ब्रेन या इट इज नाउ
We have three dustbins right under this.
Yeah. Right under this. Go for it, guys.
Yaar, mere muh mein.
Ek second.
Do you want me to fix it?
No, no, it's fine.
Take this and just do this.
This hair and all is high maintenance.
Yeah. Now he's combing it, dude.
No, just do from on top of it.
You guys have never combed your girlfriend's hair?
No.
No?
What am I? Her dad.
I have a sip and he ends up saying some shit.
Why is that so like...
I haven't.
Which guy has brushed their
girl's
hair?
It's away from my face now, no? Yeah, leave it.
You guys aren't just as loving as I am.
What the fuck? Fuck off.
I swear.
And then your girl cheated on you, bro. Forget about it. I did it, seems. That is not normal. That is not normal.
Beautiful.
I'm back.
Sorry.
See, listen, Farul. This is usually not...
Sorry.
This is not how we do it.
Yeah, that's not how we
usually don't have so much
fun.
This is not like a usual Friday morning, right?
Yeah. No, let's keep it going.
When you hang out with people, what kind of friends do you have? Are they all loud and brash like this, or are they like more polite?
No, you are not at all brash.
They're not, no?
Not at all brash and loud. No. My best friend, she's 24. Yeah. And she's brash. She's the definition of it. I love her. I love her to death. She is another energy. And then I have another best friend who's a little older than me. His energy is absolutely different. So,
you have a male best friend?
You learned all the things.
I mean, it's a thought.
How is that having a male best friend? Is it like what is that like? Because we don't have female best friends.
Okay, so we met each other when I was doing like a TV show back in the day when I came to Mumbai. Mm. I was very young. I was still in college. So I just met him there. So we've known each other for such a long time that he's also known my family, my brother, everyone. And we've chilled for such a long time. We've seen each other go through some relationships, hiccups in life, and whatever. Highs and lows. So just, I think it's because now we've known each other for almost 10, 12 years. Mm-hmm. So I think it's that familiarity that's like, that's closeness. Like, he's my go-to person if I fuck up or something. I'm like, listen, Dan, I fucked up. So he's there.
This may be a little too intrusive of a question, but have you ever felt like there's been a, like, it's hamare for us to like think about like a girl and guy like having a
definition of ladka aur ladki dost nahi ho sakte
nahi aisa nahi hai I don't want to say that because I have female friends
trying to say
no I'm not saying like a best friend is little odd to me like I don't know
अभी तुम
if I was with someone and they had this like guy best friend and each time we fought they would go to them saying oh this yeah. happened that would like bother me
nahi but wo hamesha available nahi hota wo bhi apni girlfriend ke sath hota hai na kabhi kabhi so it's not that he's always available
he's also sorted in life as well
he's very set in his life but for example okay for me the best friend ka definition is that like okay it's not I mean I don't want to go on a downer I remember when mom was hospitalized he was the first person to show up he was the first person to kind of come and help me I did have a boyfriend but he was away he was shooting something and he wasn't there but like just one call and he just came and he was there to help me so I think that's what a best friend is like your 3M bestie it can be a girl or a guy but I can count on these two that people
yeah.
these two people Ada and Dan I can count on them they'll be there for me you know
okay
So for me, that's the definition of a best friend.
That's pretty good.
See, now if you say that, I can't...
you can't think of any other angle. Yeah. Like, I remember I just didn't know who what to do. And he sent a doctor home because it didn't work. Then I had to take her to a hospital. He was there. And I remember when... I mean, that's what best friends are for me. Like, they're with you through thick and thin.
Your support system.
Yeah. I remember last to last year, we used to play Shark Tank together. So I would go and when the first season came, I would pitch my business and he was like, no, you won't get this deal and stuff like that. So also like the shittiest things we've done together. Right. So.
Yeah, that's sweet. Then.
But how did your boyfriend at the time feel about that?
Oh, he lived with his ex-girlfriend. So I mean,
what
I
the fuck is that shit?
Matters.
What is happening?
This is,
and he was still dating him.
These are some muddy waters. Where
when he was staying with his ex-girlfriend.
My only criteria for an ex-guy is he should not live with an ex-girlfriend. Yeah, is all I'm going to say.
That's the bare minimum.
Bro.
Facts. That's he was not even meeting
that. We discuss on that. We'll only keep the part. I'm only looking for a guy who doesn't live with his ex-girlfriend.
His madness.
But,
okay, what do you look for then? What else do you look for in a guy other than...
Apart from just not staying
shouldn't be living with a girl, shouldn't be married, should be... Yeah.
The bare minimum.
So single minimum. Is who you're looking for.
Anyone who's single.
A single male.
A single male who has his own space and doesn't live with anyone. Like,
what about their mom? What if they live with their mom?
I'm not getting there. Like, just don't get me there. I live with my mom. I'm just saying I do not.
What about age criteria?
Oh, yeah. Do you have an age criteria? Like, do you feel like you should be dating people your age or people who...
My age. I'm okay with my age.
Okay. But you're not against, like, dating someone who's younger or older than you?
No. That's never been the case. What's for you? Like, do you have fantasies of being
all of them
older?
all
people of age, obviously.
People of age is where it starts.
Off age.
Wait, I think 21.
21 is too young.
21 plus.
21 is too young.
Plus.
Yeah.
Koi bhi.
नहीं कोई
मतलब मतलब legal होना चाहिए जो भी
नहीं legal तो 18 भी होता है but
अच्छा 18 भी है क्या
But I want to ask you guys, like, okay, let's just forget that.
Ask.
No, it's like a basic thing. That's something I want to understand. What's the thing with, I just do want to understand. I know times are changing, but why women, when they date somebody younger, I've never... But when women date somebody younger, why that's looked down upon? And when men date somebody younger, that's not.
There's a couple of reasons. One is just like how things have been from the beginning of time. So it's like it takes some time to like shift from that. Like before, it was always like... And the age gap back then was way more.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
age gap was too high.
Like 40-year-old is marrying someone who's like...
There are special cases.
40 and 12 back, also.
Yeah, what? Like back then now it's become thoda
and
more...
And there used to be baal vivaha at one point.
Yeah. So that's what I'm talking about. Then now it's slowly shifting. I feel like it has a lot to do with like your status. It has a lot to do with what you're doing in life. If like a 30-something-year-old woman is... dating some college kid who's got nothing. It's just weird. Like,
why? What's wrong with that?
I don't know. Like, How are those two people getting along?
Yeah, like, yeah. I feel like the
transaction. I feel like there is only one need that is being satisfied in that relationship.
Correct.
I don't know.
But in the same way, like if it's a 40-year-old man is dating a 20-year-old girl.
That's disgusting.
No, it's not. So many men are.
I'll wait till I'm 40 to decide that.
Why is that disgusting?
It's so weird seeing such an old man with like a young girl.
Have you seen Leonardo DiCaprio?
Robert De Niro? He got his wife pregnant now at this age.
He has like
seven
children.
Girlfriend, not even, I mean, I don't know.
Robert De Niro is in his
70
70s.
Plus.
Yeah. How is this?
And this is his seventh or eighth child, bro.
I'm not going back.
Panna start ke baad to
band ho jata list of things that we don't want.
Yeah. We'll send you a cut, I think.
There will be cuts.
I'll never see that. I'll just tell you what I don't want. I mean, I won't see the whole thing. I'll see when it's out.
Out.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
See it on YouTube. See that.
Absolutely.
I think with the age thing.
What was that look you guys shared?
What?
Like you just then.
Who?
Both of them.
No.
These guys checking
are
him out.
Like really
yeah.
playing into their character.
Yeah, I am. Looking him
like,
up and down.
Okay, when I said the, what needs to be, so he just like look at me when I look at you.
Hmm.
So.
That's not
you, what happened.
It happened. Okay, I'll tell you. Do you know the boy nod?
What?
The boy nod, like what men, how do they interact with each other?
Yeah, like just but what does that exactly mean?
So
sorry,
you know,
explain me.
Do you, there are like three types of nods that a guy has with another guy.
Okay.
Well, you're acting as if you don't know the boy nod.
I know it. I thought you were telling it, so I'm waiting for you.
He's nodding.
Yeah, he's nodding.
You can't take him seriously with his hair.
So when like two men. So when two guys don't know each other, you're not downwards when you see the person.
But right now, then second one?
That's your, like, that's a respect nod. It's like,
okay,
okay, I acknowledge
okay.
you.
Is that wrong?
Second nod is the guy who you know very well, you go like this. That's like a friendly nod, like, what's up?
Yeah. And if you do that with a guy you don't know, that's disrespectful.
Yeah, that's disrespectful.
And the third one is you understood what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the third nod.
I implied that.
Yeah.
That I hope you understood what I said.
No, we communicate without speaking. Like at this point, the four of us, like
we
do it quite a lot actually.
Yeah.
Even during the podcast, it just goes unnoticed. Like I look at him and he knows what to say.
You guys know each other from college, school, since when? How
right
long?
After school.
Right after school. So about 10-12 years maybe, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did you study?
We all studied
in Pune.
All of us were in different schools in Pune.
How did you guys meet?
Me and Am were in the same grade.
While playing football.
Like same batch.
Yeah. Both of us met while playing football.
And you?
We also through football.
All of us
no, actually, Yugu had a crush on one of my schoolmates.
Hmm.
Yes.
That's
yes,
how
I
met him.
Yes,
wow.
Sorry.
What's new about that?
Oh, I love your ring though. I got
thank
distracted
you.
With that. The other one.
This one?
This is the Thanos ring, dude.
This is my uncle's ring, who he passed away some years back.
That's
a
beautiful
ring,
it's
Kashmir.
Bro.
He got from there.
That's a crazy. Sure.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
Beautiful. Do you wear this like always?
Yeah, I do.
It's kind of intense, bro. That ring. It's like
it's a little too much.
He was a knight or something.
No, it's just, I don't know what significance it holds. Like, there are theories
that... What
stone is that? Wait. The pendant means it's meant to help you in certain ways, right? Like, turquoise is supposed to, like, calm you down or things like that. I don't know what
that
is.
Yeah, I mean, some ring theories are there.
Yeah.
I mean, the gem.
Ah, uske wajah se I just found them at home and I thought...
Krishna is actually heavily accessorized right now.
Yeah.
In the
jewelry.
He's fully dripped. Down
only
though?
The rings I have.
The
and
you, have
rings.
You have glasses, you have earrings,
you
have
long
rings,
hair
you have
now.
Hair.
I have hair.
I've never been able to get into that. Like I keep seeing these reels, get ready with me, and they wear rings and they have like...
Try this. Let's see how it looks on you.
Rings will look cool, bro.
That's a badass ring.
Thinnest.
That's a badass
ring. You can get into a fight.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
What about you? Do these ornaments signify something to you, or do you just like what, like the decorative aspect of it? Like, how does it look on you?
Yeah, it depends what I feel like. This is like my next launch of my evil eye jewel. So, these are the ones I was experimenting
you
on.
Do you do jewelry for men as well?
I do have like neck chains, but then they're unisex. So like, there's a herringbone chain, which is a unisex thing.
the pussiest flick.
This is how you do it.
I don't want
to. What is that called? Air hockey, right?
Yeah. Air hockey is too fun.
Fun. Arcade, bro. Arcade is honestly, I think
one of the most underrated.
Just
any arcade. Yeah.
Game Palacio is the place I would like to take my.
Your next.
Yeah.
Potential.
Customer.
Customer.
What? Oh wait.
No.
I was zoned into another call. You were having another call.
Where's my coffee? Can I get my coffee, please?
Coffee's on its way.
Anisha's making more coffee.
Yeah. Where's the ring?
What do you do for fun, Parul? What is like?
Give me a sip of that coffee.
Do you have any like go-to hobbies?
I like watching movies, yeah. I like watching movies that make me, inspire me and make me want to do stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like that's my, or go watch a play or some performing arts. Basically performing arts is what excites me.
Okay. Stand up? You like stand up?
Yes.
Okay.
You guys do that?
I used to.
Okay.
I used to do it in Pune. Then we moved here. I've stopped. But I might get back at some point.
You all should get back.
I would love to. Invite me, please. Or send me the link. I'll come.
Watch.
Yeah. I love performing arts. I think there needs to be, you all are artists, right? When you do something, you create something, you want someone to watch it. Yeah. And I think that's where it should be supported. I'm all for, I'll go to another country if I know it's my favorite artist that's performing. So I'll
Who's
do
your
that,
favorite yeah. artist?
No, I'm like, if I know my favorite
no,
artist.
No, but who is your favorite artist?
Let's say, Meryl Streep, if she decides to do a play. Whoa. If I have to go across the globe to watch her live, I'll give my left kidney to go and watch that, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
that's one.
What about
Aaron Sorkin's play, because he used to write back in the day. Now, I think his plays are just continuing. But, like, if I know that his something is being renewed or, like, there's something new to it or in between. So many actors, they started doing Broadway. So, I would love to watch some of the things.
Have you run theater yourself?
I've done it, yeah, for a little while.
What is that like?
It's fun, yeah. When you go on stage, you know, the thrill of having live audience there. And first you feel scared, then a couple of times you do it and then it's just fun. It sounds like something else though. But yeah.
No, that live,
maybe
that live feedback, I mean, when you're on stage.
Boo! The live feedback is where it's at.
There is no way we can seriously talk about this now.
No.
And the best part is she ruined it herself.
Yeah.
I just, the moment I said it out loud and I heard myself.
Yeah.
I was like, oopsie.
No, but like there is some, kya?
Well.
Huh.
Oh, yeah. He noticed
now. We're literally scared.
The conversation is going on.
Yeah, I thought it's not recording or something.
It's not recording, na?
It is.
Acha. Because I ruined theater experience.
You've ruined the experience.
There is something in that, like, just because we do this, we post it, then we see comments later. Like, the episode will go out after 2 weeks or 1 week. And then you're kind of detached from the
episode
by the time it goes out. But when you're on stage, like, we did this live once. Like recently, we did like a live podcast with like 50-60 people.
50-60 people like were watching.
Yeah.
It was like they were right in front of
us. Like we did it in a comedy club.
Uh-huh.
We were on stage just talking to each other. And obviously there was audience interaction also. But like now you say something funny, you guys are laughing. But like if 60 people are laughing at once, like that thrill is something
it's
else.
It's a different
like,
high.
It's unmatched. I don't think anything can replace.
But
like
that's the case with any sort of performing arts. So
yeah,
you
yeah.
feel that adulation
yeah,
from
course.
People.
You need to have that. Like when you see the person in front, you can tell whether they're enjoying
anything,
it or not.
Like concerts also when you go.
Why are you laughing, boo?
Yugo scared for his life, dude. Thinks one hand is creeping from under the table.
If people are listening to this on audio, Krishna just fixed.
Yeah, he just fixed my hair.
Oh, imagine like the people who are listening to the audio, they have
no idea.
Like,
they have no context.
So where does this go? The only audio thing.
Everywhere.
Only audio, nahi. only audio on Spotify, but there's video as well.
Spotify, I mean, you can, pe video bhi hai. Yeah. But yeah, when people are driving, they want to just listen to
you're
you.
You're in the gym. If you're listening,
if you're listening to this in the gym, bro, you have some issues.
But I want to ask you guys, see, I know podcast is a new concept. Probably this is my proper first podcast. But have you guys had any favorite podcast or something that you've watched and something that, or any moment in podcast that is your favorite?
There are many.
But I don't think we, two both.
There are, we have our favorites. Like right now, it's become a little hard to listen to podcasts because like.
Who has time?
Time nahi hai.
Or like if I watch podcasts which are like similar, like the genre is the same, if it's Bakchodi, then I feel myself even subconsciously or like without any intention replicating them a little. So like I've stopped watching because I don't want to say a joke that is even close to someone else's joke, because I don't know, it feels thoda weird. But like I listen to a lot of podcasts just to get information, like health or history, because that's the best medium.
So before you started, did you have any favorite podcasts? Like just I want to learn about like what are the cool podcasts, because I only know yours.
That's all you need to know. Right.
Joe Rogan is always Joe Rogan is always there. He's like the OG. And his podcast has the most range. Like, he'll have all kinds of people on. And that's been around for, like, years. I think that's the first thing.
One of the first podcasts that really blew up and a lot of people started listening to it. Out of, like, the American... I like this comedian. His name is Theo Von.
Okay.
His podcasts are... So he does, like, a mix of either, like, these monologues... where he just talks about random things.
He does a lot of episodes just solo. Only he's talking.
And he's extremely like funny and weird and peculiar. So then you're like, "Arey, kya bol raha?" And whenever he gets a guest on, his guests are also random. One guest was Santa from the mall. It's like Santa, jo jiska kaam tha, usko le ke aaya ho. Ek stripper aurat ko le ke aaya ho.
Yeah.
His job is being Santa. No?
Like he's gotten people like
his nephews, dude.
Nephews se wo life ke baare mein baat kar raha hai.
But then he's also gotten like Jordan Peterson and like really really big people. So it's like the range is crazy, and he's a character. Like he doesn't feel real. Like he's like there is no one like him.
Yeah.
Which is fun. India mein also now there are a lot of cool podcasts popping up. Like I think the only Indian podcast that I watch right now is this podcast called This Is Not a Podcast.
Which is by
Sharan Nair.
Sharan Nair has a podcast.
It's called This Is Not a Podcast.
Like it's one of those that you can watch and it's like you know, you're like, okay, it's not fake. It's it's real. Then I like we've made a lot of fun of Ranveer, but I watched some episodes. Like because like if you get Sonu Nigam on a podcast, like I'm going to watch it to see like
he got some really cool people. Like when Priyanka Chopra was there, like he's had some really cool people.
So that I watch some episodes of that. Other than that, I don't know.
Other than that, that's
I watch Untriggered a lot.
I end up watching only podcast memes. There was one podcast meme. Oh God, I loved it. So there was this girl. She's like, "You know what, babe? I just found out that you put in your year and your age and it matches. Like the year you were born and the age.
It's equal to this year.
Yeah, it's equal to this year is your age." And she's, and then she's like, "But you know what? I couldn't find out yours. I could not. So she's like, "Because babe, that's how it works, and my year, my month hasn't come for my birthday." So I end up watching these kind of
This is what your reel feed is like.
Oh no, my reel feed is like Ganji Chudel. And
How is every guest
Ganji Chudel gets
shout out from
I swear bro favorite. Ganji Chudel deserves.
My friend Sakshi, she was a Ganji Chudel this Halloween. And I wanted to be, and my best friend Ada, she did the makeup. So she's a makeup artist. I told you my 24 year old best friend. So she did the makeup for Ganji Chudail, and I was like, oh shit, next year the Ganji Chudail won't be relevant.
Yeah. Next year it won't make sense. Just walking around all green for no reason.
They think you're the Hulk or something.
Bald ass
Shrek.
Shrek. Shrek. Who did you go as? For Halloween?
I didn't go, yaar. After breakup, I've been a little sad. And
oh, abhi recently hua hai kya?
Damn, you should. This is the season to go
this
out.
Is.
I mean, iske baad to, there's only good things.
What are you like after? There's like two types of people, okay, after a breakup. Some people, they're like, bro, I don't want to date only for the rest of my life.
Come on.
The rest of your life? I'm interested here.
That's not true. That's not true.
I'm not interested in what I have to say.
I'm interested.
Are you crazy?
You don't make me bring that up again.
Something bit you here, by the way.
I don't know.
Was it a love bug? There's a relationship incoming in your life.
Oh, really?
You should say it because you look like a tarot card reader right now.
Yeah, so
there's no relationship coming in.
Tell me, dude. Tell me.
Anytime soon. Yeah, and the second type is like...
Cover the brand. Cover the brand.
Huh? I did. I'm a smart...
I mean, nothing can help.
Oh, that's
good,
Brandon.
She's smart, bro.
Keep it.
Yeah, so I was saying that the second type is like they want to date the next day. Like,
they try to recover.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
And some people already have started dating the next person, like a few months before
the
breakup.
The seed has been planted and the games are already being played.
Games are already being played.
That happens. That happens.
The games have started.
Don't. Yaar, just stop.
But don't all girls like have a list of like a waiting list?
Guys, you are meeting different kind of girls. You are a different age group and you're dating girls 5 years younger than you.
Facts,
which
bro.
Are probably 8-9 years younger than me. So I can't relate with that. So, I mean, I don't know which type I am. I'm figuring it out. It's been few months.
Few months since the breakup?
Yeah.
Okay.
2-3 months now, yeah.
And you're fine.
I'm still figuring out. Every evening there's a new story. Okay, that's our code word. Magenta means I need to shut up. You guys have got a
we've
never heard.
Come prepared for the safe word.
Should have a safe word for me?
Guys, please, we can't keep anything because what if he watches? I don't want to hurt him.
He's a public figure.
He's hurt me. I don't want to hurt him.
See, you need to
magenta.
Rainbow.
Can the whole episode?
You can't.
Shut the fuck up. Now everyone knows our code word. Shit.
You can't be saying all these fun things and then
be
like.
And then be like, cut it off.
Yeah.
No, magenta. You can keep, but don't keep before magenta.
Hare Krishna, don't wear it. It's actually suiting.
Now you look like
Dhoni, bro.
Like
you look like a young Mahendra Singh
Dhoni.
Like Dhoni. Fucking Dhoni, bro.
Listen, keep your hair back.
Looks like
and hold the gun. Maybe you can look like Bazi.
Can you please
also.
Give him his cap?
Big teacher, tell me. Your big hair back.
Sorry. Dhoni needs a cap, bro.
Yugo looks like he's been through something and someone shaved half his head off.
Look up once.
Dhoni.
Oh, parting has changed his side, looking sexy.
Thank you, baby. That was a joke.
Bro, I think I'm gonna retire the...
Parul, we're very sorry for this.
What?
Yeah, we're sorry for...
I didn't mean to be
rude.
Sorry for what?
I don't know.
His behavior.
Oh, that's absolutely
I'm retiring
okay.
my hair.
Please, give it to me.
I think this hair has, brought some crazy energy.
We've
all gone mad.
Sab jungli ho gaye, bhai.
I think you put the rest, put the rest of, put the rest
just
of his
give everything
hair on
you.
Right now.
Let's just put everything on you.
Give.
Now let him wear the cap.
You could moving up in
Look
life.
Here. Look here. Look here.
Arey, give it to him now. Let him.
Arey, she's saying she. Arey,
stop looking like Dhoni, yaar.
I don't look like Dhoni. Dude.
Give me some wicket keeping gloves.
Start Dhoni.
Like, please.
Again, you fucked up her hair.
Oh, sorry.
Oh yeah.
Who else uses this place? It says no food, things to be kept in everyone place still after eats. Use, shut PC lights before leaving. Who wrote this?
Give me the
phone.
I
wrote
yeah.
But I don't think... I think it's being respected now.
We have some rules around the house. Yeah. Like,
abhi respect shuru.
You look like another person now.
Yeah. Better or worse? I feel like...
Better, why?
It's time for a character change.
Make him look better. What the fuck did you do? Just put it back a little.
I don't know. My hair
looks like on my eyebrows.
You look like those uncles who wear those fuck all wigs, no?
Please don't make my product look bad.
Your product
is too good, bro.
Send me a screenshot of the graph after this episode goes out. I just want to see.
Minus.
Suddenly plummets.
Minus.
Nahin, you know what? Guys will start buying.
Yeah.
This looks.
I would love to because I don't have any.
After this,
we are
blocking all of them. Okay.
No contact.
After it plummets, after minus, I hope it doesn't go.
Suddenly, when the graph goes red, then they know.
Every
like we don't know these people. We were forced to do this. My lawyer will talk to you.
Every good solid company has one marketing stunt that goes very bad. I think this is yours. This is your moment. Like where you have to put out a statement after this, I think.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Get it prepared.
Public apology for.
Yeah, ready. Reason why people bring their PR here.
Now you know.
No,
no, the PR person during every episode, they're like having a breakdown in the corner. Like we've seen that.
In their head, they're going magenta. The whole episode three.
My word is now.
Reveal kar
diya. It's our office word also. Now I need to change.
Now you'll have to change it.
Why was magenta chosen as the
magenta
word?
Is close to red. I'm assuming.
What the no. Magenta is...
No, we had to come up with a word. And it had happened that I end up sharing, I oversharing, and then also if I get irritated when I'm at workplace, so there are a few people, I want them to know that I'm getting slightly irked. So I kind of say magenta, and then they take care of the situation. So it's like our office code word, which is public.
Is it fulfilling for you to see customers and people like your product and want to wear it all the time?
It is. So when they are not, na, then I'm like, yaar, they're not understanding what I'm trying to say. But it's amazing to see when a woman walks in who has no hair and can get a head full of hair.
Ganji Chudel.
Even I had the thought.
Dude, if you bleep me, why should you bleep that? That was pretty ruthless.
I'm kidding. Why you said it's amazing to see a woman walk in with no hair.
My sales are going in minus after this.
No. They're not. I'm going to take 10 products.
You know how much that wig cost that's on your hair,
how
right?
How much?
10,000.
I'm going to take one product.
That's for 26,000.
Oh my God, sorry.
I'm not taking anything. I have hair and I like it.
You have 26K on your head.
You have 2.6 a watt. Lakhs.
What? No, I don't want to
anyway.
Back to it being fulfilling.
Yeah.
No, it definitely is. It's seeing people who have no hair and I can give them hair or give them solution like covering their grey roots or hair thinning. It's just because earlier there wasn't a solution like that existed. Like, see, if you want to cover your under eye, you're going out, you want a little makeup, you'll take out your concealer and put it.
Yeah.
Oh, what about hair? But the best part is this hair, they are expensive because they can last you for 10, 20 years if you take good care of it. I'm wearing so many of those. And this particular piece has, it's 1 year old. I made this as well. As I said, it's the first piece I made. I was trying to create something. So, yeah, it's makeup for hair as for me. So, yeah.
Wait. So when you're making these, is it like each one is customized or like do you have like 30 of these, 40 of these? Like
styles.
How?
Ek SKU rahega and then there'll be like variations.
Several. It's like foundation, right? You need a concealer. Concealer mein sab colors honge. फिर आपको मेकअप फाउंडेशन चाहिए, उसमें सेवरल कलर्स होंगे. वैसे ही जैसे I could call this as a concealer. This concealed my thinning. Right?
Wow. She's literally wearing this the whole time.
But this is concealing.
It's like a magic.
But then if I say foundation, this is foundation. This is covering it all. And if I say, let's say compact meets foundation, that's the wig. That's
you know you're just speaking words that we don't understand.
No, no,
foundation is.
Okay, you are wearing a banyan.
Okay.
A banyan.
That's what you're wearing. Like a ganji. But if you want a shirt, probably this is what you
see
mean.
That's a better
and
way to
jacket, then that's the jacket, because it'll conceal all of it and it'll protect you.
That's such a good way to put it.
See, this is the best way to put it across.
Okay, sorry, I should have started like that, realizing your IQ.
You should have
shut the fuck up.
Stewie's got roasted.
You got
one today's episode. He's coming out.
You're in good company, bro. It's you and Piyush.
But I love you. You're my favorite here.
What is that? This is like.
It's that Korean.
Korean it's the Korean. Oh,
you like? Do you like K-pop?
No, I don't.
No, they all just do this now. But it gets you views. You do this.
But that's like cute. Like, you know, you want to make up to somebody after saying that their IQ is low. You do this, they feel cute.
They feel and they feel better.
Yeah. Do you feel,
Stewie
do you
feels great.
Very nice.
Hey, it's working.
I don't get that whole K-pop
word.
The but fantasy, last the night, I was listening to some Blackpink music. And this is Shut It Down and Pink Venom. Oh my God. And then I was like, okay, let me read the lyrics also. So Korean part you can't, but there's English part also to it. They're empowering as F. Like, oh my God. These women, they're like, when I bring my Lamborghini, it goes vroom vroom.
Yeah.
So you shut it down. So it's just like, whoa.
These are the lyrics.
Yeah. I mean, it's empowering. If I can, and then Pink Venom is like, look what you made us do. Now we're bringing out the Pink Venom. Something like that.
No, see, Blackpink gets to say that because they're like huge. And I'm sure they all own Lamborghinis. Like, they're making a lot of money.
They're making like, bank, bro. They're trying to say that only when a dude brings out something, you think that whatever. But when I bring my Lamborghini, it goes room, room. So I'm going to shut down the okay, it sounds
now
awful.
Now you thought about
now,
it.
Now Blackpink, I know they'll never watch this, but if they ever, the fans are watching. We don't mean to offend anybody.
No, I'm
love
so empowered
Blackpink.
Right now.
Yeah. What about Vroom?
Vroom, Vroom. Shut
what
it down.
BTS?
No, they're all, like, there's a lot of them that are big right now. It's, do you know how those bands are made?
They're all factory made.
I read a little about it, how they have no personal life for first few years. They have to follow certain rules. They have to eat a certain kind of food, wear certain kind of clothes, hairstyles, do everything. Yeah.
There's like, they're built in like these camps where there's like 1,000 of these boys and then they find 15 of them, they put them together. Like,
oh, Indian Idol.
Pretty much.
Like internal Indian Idol. Just here it's difficult to recognize who's who.
I mean, they have figured out how to do it efficiently and keep getting successful. Mm. But it's been happening everywhere. Like even One Direction. They're not...
Their industry
that
plans.
That isn't a fair comparison. Why? Bro, because there they all joined a show as individual
but
participants.
What makes you think that they weren't all brought on the show to put them together?
Itna bada marketing scheme kaun rakha
tha bro.
Their industry plans for sure, but
they've been doing it for so long. Britney Spears, like all these people, they're all have been.
Britney Spears, all these people, theek hai. That I understand. Like even Justin Timberlake getting pushed a lot more than the other NSYNC people.
नहीं बट होता है नहीं ये काफी होता है
flip your hair and say that again.
A lot of times it's natural also. Like anyone who becomes successful na, they're like, oh, industry plant.
ये गलत बात है भाई. सब नहीं है.
I've seen some comments under our stuff also.
What?
Industry like, plant?
Yeah.
Dude, each time we know how the industry works.
No, each time.
Yeah, what?
Each time we get like a big guest, they're like, oh, these guys are industry plants. How do they have access?
Is it? But do you guys get paid? Like if you're promoting someone's movie and stuff, just asking for a friend.
No. It happens in podcasting. I don't know if if it happens for movies, but let's say, like, oh, you're a founder. There are founders who will come and say, ki, we want to come on the podcast and talk about our business and whatever. And we are willing to, like, offer commercials. It happens.
And you take that.
We haven't done it yet. I don't think.
So the way we get paid.
Is we don't.
No. So how we get paid is we, like, you know, we get a founder on, we'll wear the products through the episode, and then we send an invoice.
Yeah, without them knowing anything. They just, like, see it in the morning.
And then the next morning they wake up and there's an invoice lying on their table. Then they're like, magenta.
I'm telling you, I know where this is directed. I could tell from the beginning. I'm looking at Arya over there.
No, I think if, like, I get it, but I think it would make the conversation a little bit unnatural. Like, right now we're hanging out. Like, at this point, it's like, I don't feel like we're doing a podcast. But if I know there's money exchanged, it would make it a little different than what it.
But would you work with people? So, okay, I get it. It's like the people you want to work with, you're working with them. And pretty I know much. You're not considering this work. But let's say if people reach out to you. Let's say some other content creator, actor says, listen, I love you guys. I would love to be there. Would you take them? Or is it just that you guys pick the people you want?
If they come to us and then we're like, oh, I'm interested in talking to this person, then yeah, why not? Mm. Like, there's a lot of inbound. There's a lot of.
It is a two-way street. Out.
Yeah. And do you do a lot of research on the people you end up bringing?
Yeah.
No. We watched Girls Hostel last night.
So last night?
Yeah. That's like the extent of our research.
We saw four episodes back to back.
Yeah.
Which season?
Season one, episode one to four.
But I don't watch much of anything, to be honest. That's why.
But whose favorite is Bazigar?
Bazigar.
It was just
Chor Bazaar se aapne poster liye ye maine sun liya tha.
It's a classic. That's it.
Chor Bazaar mein bas poster dekha. Where's this Chor Bazaar, by the way?
It's in South Bombay. Now I don't know exactly where it was. It was somewhere in South where I went and then
bought this.
Yeah.
They had like really good posters.
Yeah, the place was a little empty, so we sent him out. We were like, bro, get anything except plants. Like, don't get plants.
Yeah, plants we couldn't. None of us can take care of them.
There were a lot of other posters. The guy told us.
Options. Tell me, can I gift you something that can be on that wall that's empty? Yeah.
Sure.
What do you think will go well over here?
Nishair.
Nishair. Billboard.
Evil Eye Mirror. I made once.
Done.
If you want.
You
if
made
that,
a mirror?
I, wow. In lockdown, I went a little cuckoo. I was just sitting and I got COVID also. So 20 days and that was like the first wave, 2020, August. So to 25 din, nobody in the building didn't let me get out of my house. So I was just coming up with ideas. So I made Evil Eye shoes, Evil Eye mirror, Evil Eye rug, Evil Eye cushions, Evil Eye jewelry, and put everything under Evil Eye jewel. But I also have a very pretty Evil Eye mirror. I'll send you guys him a photo. Sorry. If you don't like that, but I would love to gift you something that can stay on the wall. Done. Anything it can be.
How sweet of you.
That's nice. It's like, it's a wish that you can make. So it can be anything. Don't be like Rahul Dua when he was asked by a Devi and he said, Nacho ke liye salsa le ao. You remember that? From Comic Stan. I was watching it very recently. So there's this Devi comes to Rahul Dua. And she
Rahul Dua is season 2, right?
He was the winner of one season.
No, he didn't win.
He was the winner of some season.
Rahul Dua kab jita? No, he
didn't. Rahul Dua was season 1.
This guy won. No. The guy who competed with Samay, he won season 2.
Akash Gupta. Gupta.
That was season 1.
Samay was season 1, sorry. Yeah.
So Rahul won something, I think.
That was season 2.
Google? Who was season 1 then?
Nishant something.
Nishant Suri.
Nishant Suri was on the same season as Samay.
No, he wasn't.
But anyway, you guys have a wish. Ask me anything, I'll bring it for this wall.
The evil mirror will work.
Do you have any time to yourself?
I do, of course.
Because you're always working. Like now that you say this line of products, then your hair products, then
acting
also content creation. There's just so much that you're doing all the time.
Itself is a whole task.
I think we all have equal hours in a day. It's how you utilize it. I think that's my superpower.
She's gonna hit us with the.
No. But I think it's my superpower that I can do multiple things in a day. I think that's my only superpower. I don't know how well I do it, if I achieve my goals, but I can do like more than few things in a day, which a normal person would be. And I think that's my superpower.
Have you always been like this?
I think I'm ADD, so it kind of defines that my attention goes from one place to another very quickly. So I want to be able to do everything, and then I also want to do everything like at its best. Is now he's being PR? He's telling us to shut up?
He's telling me to move myself more to the right.
Okay.
Haan boliye.
No, nothing. That's what
it
I was
saying. Our ADD that kicked in. That's why she turned around.
But ADD always has there's a negative connotation to it. Na, ki ye, if you have like an attention disorder or whatever, like isse to kuch hoega hi nahi kaam. But then...
Look at me.
No, but it does. It does take a lot. I mean, if you're in this, if you call it an industry, if you're in this field or industry, it's like one thing doesn't cut it. Like you can't just be one thing. Like with acting also, now there are so many roles. There's OTT. There's like 10 shows being pumped out each day.
Yeah.
So like actors also have increased. Before, like there were 10 actors that you were like, oh, these, and they all play the same roles pretty much. Now it's just like there's so much to do. So like if you're doing acting, you have every actor is an influencer also on the side. Like everyone's doing brand deals.
Sabka merch hai.
If sabka merch nahi hai, but people are running businesses. So I think you have to kind of be doing a lot to just like
set up.
Yeah,
absolutely. Like for me, it was more like I want to be able to do several things. As an actor, I think it's all about gaining experiences, being in the moment, listening, learning. So I was like, oh, I really like this another thing too. And it makes me money as well.
Yeah.
Right? And then I was like, oh, creating content for social media also works very well for me. And I love Instagram.
Yeah.
It's not that I'm just doing it for money. I love Instagram. You open my stories. Every day I'm posting stories. Even if I have nothing to talk about, I'll make something to talk about.
Yeah.
So I think that's something I enjoyed. But I know what you mean is, as actors, we have a lot of time. And especially now, because there's... like, there's no dearth of projects. There's just so many projects happening and everyone is working. And there's so many verticals now.
Yeah.
Earlier, there was no podcast.
Yeah.
Right? There were no... There were few mediums only in media or in... if you wanted to be seen, you could be RJ, news reporter, actor, or that sports a person. Like, what's that person who comments? Not commentator, but even on the ground from reporter, right? So these are the places where you could be seen and do these things. Now there are so many avenues, and I think this generation is the most enterprising. Imagine your father or your mother doing something like this back in the day.
I can't.
We wouldn't have been here then.
Yeah, so our parents did some work, so they gave us so much freedom and motivation that we could be here doing something like this. I think everyone's so enterprising and doing something or the other, and everyone's exploring something. I think that's why everyone is so busy. You know, they say in Mumbai, aap Bombay aate hi bahut busy ho jaate ho. Aapke paas waqt hone ke baad bhi waqt nahi hota.
Yeah,
we feel it. It's very strongly, I think, since moving here. Yeah. We moved here, 4 months ago?
And if there's no opportunity, we're looking for some opportunity,
we don't have work.
You don't feel like resting when you're in the city.
Yes. I think the city does that to you. And I moved when I was very young. And I think coming to eventually to question how I do everything, it's a thrill for me. To be able to achieve everything by the end of the day. It's a list of things and everything is ticked off.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, that's okay.
Is there like more stuff? Like you've already achieved a lot. in your professional career, but is there like more avenues that you feel like you
what are your dreams pursue? Is what
yeah bucket list pe kya hai types
कि काश मैं इतनी बड़ी मूवी करूं कि मैं पोस्टर पे हूं और किसी और के पॉडकास्ट रूम में मेरा पोस्टर लगा हो सो
ओके दैट्स
वो एक सपना है
अच्छा
बड़ी पिक्चरें करनी है पोस्टर पे होना है हीरोइन होना है बिजनेस में सिर्फ यूनिकॉर्न बन के नहीं सेटल होना है मुझे बिलियनर बनना है निशेर के साथ या जो भी बिजनेस मैं करूँ आई वांट टू बी अ बिलियनर एंड विद सोशल मीडिया ऑल्सो इफ एनी थिंग आई क्रिएट विद माई कॉन्टेंट Why not? I mean, that needs to stand out. And I think that also is a mixture of both because I'm an actor and entrepreneur. That's what reflects and the kind of scripts also I end up doing for my social media. So these are my three avenues where I'm working and all three dreams. And if I can achieve it one day, that'll be so awesome. And then we are doing it when you guys are billionaires too and you guys are thriving and the biggest podcasters in the country.
Let's go,
And we
bro,
do this
then.
Again.
This is so
beautiful.
Sweet.
This is
what
so
a way
beautiful.
To what a way to end this.
Yeah. I have never been so motivated in my life. Yeah.
Let's go get some work done now.
Feel good.
Anish coffee.
we need to thank the coffee too.
Yeah.
No, but we'll do this for sure. Yaar, you're always welcome whenever you want. Whenever you feel like talking.
Yeah.
Whenever you feel like it's opening up,
you feel magenta, like
whatever.
Some hair.
No, that time there's no magenta.
Yeah.
No,
else.
Why do we have to only do this on camera?
Yeah.
We can just chill.
Yes, for sure,
right?
For sure.
We're friends now.
We're friends now, yeah. I feel connected to you.
After this
from your roots.
From our roots.
Okay, chalo.
Thank you so much
for
doing this.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
It was,
actually a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I feel on another level connected now with you guys. Give me the other hand. It's like the connection. No, continue the connection.
Okay, okay. So hold hands or?
Just hold my hand.
I was passing on the energy.
Sorry.
Because that's
energy
the energy.
Is being passed.
We are one with the universe.
He's like, oh, we are holding hands or what? Ew.